It's easy to forget where you get the energy that powers your home, but back in the 1960s, some of Piqua's electricity came from its nuclear power plant, the first small-town-sized nuclear reactor in the country. Listener Karen Power wanted to know why the reactor was built in Piqua. Char Dastin investigates for Why So Curious.
Here, for the first time anywhere, the turbine generators of a municipally owned power plant are using steam produced by nuclear energy for the generation of electricity.
This comes from a film by the Atomic Energy Commission about the Piqua reactor. According to the film, the AEC intended to build several nuclear reactors in small towns. Piqua was chosen to go first. The Piqua plant was also part of an experiment in using an organic compound as a coolant.
The experiment established the wax-like terephenyl hydrocarbon compound as a reactor coolant with advantageous characteristics that included low induced radioactivity.
Basically, what that means is using that molten waxy stuff instead of water to cool the uranium meant that people could work inside the reactor while it was running. So why'd Piqua get chosen for all this? Piqua's power director, Ed Krager, told me it most likely has to do with the utilities director at the time, John Gallagher, who had some national connections.
John Gallagher, our utilities director, he served as president of the American Public Power Association, and he was able to go to Washington and somehow lobby to get this facility built here.
I also talked to Brett Reed, a longtime employee at Piqua Power, who said the location Piqua proposed was pretty ideal.
It was in an area that would never basically get flooded because you had the river on one side, but on the other side you had a gravel pit. They put it on the highest point, and it was just basically an ideal location for a reactor shell.
When Piqua agreed to build the plant, it gave up a lot of local control. Many of the new employees came from an organic chemistry program in Idaho or from Canoga Park, California, where the fuel rods were built. The AEC also owned the reactor building and leased it to Piqua. But Reed tells me there was still plenty of local pride.
I remember as a kid in school, you know, Piqua was the atomic city. You had signs at all the roads coming into town, you know, stating as such.
Piqua signed its contract with the AEC in 1959, and construction was finished 3 years later. Things didn't get off to a smooth start. There were problems with low steam pressure when the plant was running.
There would be a lot of squams, and a squam is basically when the nuclear reactor shut down and could not provide the steam over to the power plant.
This was probably because the fuel rods just didn't produce enough power. The plant shut down in 1965. It was supposed to be temporary, but in 67, the AEC surprised local officials by ending its 5-year contract early and closing the plant. Where has Piqua gotten its power since then? Power director Ed Krager says the town started buying part ownership in other places, including a coal plant in Illinois, a wind farm in Ohio, and
We also have an allocation of power through the New York Power Authority.
Krager also told me they're planning to produce more power locally in the future, including solar panels in Piqua. As for the old reactor, the uranium was taken away, but the Department of Energy still owns the building. Piqua can buy it back when radiation levels get low enough by government standards. The levels are already pretty low.
It's basically the same levels as you'd find in your home, is what I understand.
But the government regulations are strict. Krager says it could take at least 90 more years.
You know, at one time we thought it might be a few years away, but it's really beyond our lifetime.
I couldn't leave Piqua without seeing the reactor, so Brett Reed took me for a tour. It's a big metal dome that's now used as a warehouse. We walk through the airlock, past a time capsule they can only open when Piqua owns the building.
There is a metal box containing detailed information concerning...
And down three stories to the dimly lit reactor core.
We are at the bottom of the reactor shell on the floor. This is where the fuel rods were laid into. They were down inside this square apparatus, and the city came in, encased in cement and lead.
Do you know what it would have sounded like?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what it would have sounded like?
I would imagine there was, it would sound noisy just because of the machinery required in order to run this operation with the air moving equipment, the water pumps, and of course the steam going through the lines. You'll be able to hear that also.
Just going to get a few seconds of what it sounds like right now.
For Why So Curious, I'm WYSO intern Char Dastin.
Why So Curious is our occasional series where you ask the questions and our reporters answer them, online and on air. Visit WYSO.org to tell us what you're curious about. Support for this series comes from Proto Build Bar, proud supporter of Curious Minds.